20 years ago, the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy had a vision. Public and private leaders wanted to turn an area that included mostly cement factories and torn-up roads into trails and parks that stretched from the Joe Louis Arena to the Belle Isle Bridge. Now the nonprofit is celebrating the actualization of that dream with the completion of what it calls the East Riverfront. Visitors today can walk or bike 3.5 miles along the river without any interruptions. Mark Wallace is the president and CEO of the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy. He tells WDET's Laura Herberg that the missing link was completing a contaminated area located just west of the Belle Isle Bridge.
This was one of the most contaminated places anywhere in the country. It was the site of the old Uniroyal tire factory, and a lot of people worked there. Sometimes it was up to 10,000 people working there on a daily basis. So a lot of industry, a lot of factories. And many people have come together to remove the factories and clean up the site. But it was largely covered with overgrowth. It's a place where people might have parked their cars when they were going to see the Grand Prix on Belle Isle. But there's not been much public access. And basically for 100 years, no one's been able to get on that site unless they were actually working in one of the factories. So the fact that we're going to be having kids and families coming through here is really just transformational in terms of an experience for the community.
Why is this latest milestone so significant?
The Detroit Riverfront Conservancy made a lot of promises back in 2003. And unfortunately, a lot of people in Detroit have made big promises and not actually delivered on those promises. So as an organization, we're really proud that we've been able to push on this vision and deliver for the residents. In terms of your normal Detroiter, you know, somebody who's coming in to visit, this really opens up a system of experiences. Gabriel Richard Park is right next to the Belle Isle Bridge. It's a beautiful park, but it's been cut off from the rest of the riverfront. So now, if you want to come down to the splash pad of the Gilbert Family Schooner at Mount Elliott, you can do that. And then you can walk 10 minutes to get to the next plaza and look across towards Belle Isle as you're having lunch or as you're experiencing the trees and the wildlife that's over there. I think people will love the experience of being out there, and I think it'll have a really profound impact on our community.
And what's next for the riverfront?
We're actively working on going west, and Ralph C. Wilson Jr. Centennial Park is over 50% complete, and we will open that up in the next year and a half here, and that'll be pretty exciting on the west side. That also connects into the Southwest Greenway, and you know, we manage the DeQuinter Cut as well as the Dennis Archer Greenway. So there are a lot of trails that allow people to get down to the water that didn't exist 10 years ago.
What does having this river walk do for Detroit?
Detroit has this gorgeous river. It's southern facing, beautiful sunrises, beautiful sunsets. And most importantly, it's a magnet for people. Folks are drawn to the river just like we've always been drawn to the river for, you know, centuries. And it's a place where you can express yourself without having to have any money in your pocket. It's a place you're going to experience nature in a way that's not possible anywhere else in the city. And most importantly, it's a place where people from all walks of life come together. I think the Riverwalk is also a huge source of community pride. People spending time on the riverfront feel excited to be part of Detroit. They feel proud of what we've accomplished here. So it means a lot. And yeah, at the end of the day, this is a place where people are making some of their best memories. So it's exciting to see kids down here who are making memories that are going to last for the rest of their lives.
That was Mark Wallace, the president and CEO of the Detroit Riverfront Conservancy. He spoke to WDET's Laura Herberg.